Support for KPLU comes from Baird, a financial partner to families, businesses, foundations, and communities since 1919. Information is available at BairdSeattle.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Today, we are thrilled to present representatives of the Improvised Music Project based in and out of the School of Music at the University of Washington. Today's band, Tyrant Lizard, includes Greg Belial Chi on guitar, Ray Larson on trumpet, and Carmen Rothwell at the bass, each still in their 20s but already established themselves among the area's top performers and educators. Please welcome Tyrant Lizard. Hey, look, it's Tyrant Lizard live in the studios here at KPLU. Today we have Ray Larson on trumpet, Greg Belial-Chi on guitar, and Carmen Rothwell at the bass. Ray, could you tell us a little bit about how the improvised music project began?
Sure. So our organization started about 7 years ago at the UW. It's a registered student organization there. And it started at the urging of Kung Vu, who was a recent addition to the jazz faculty at the University of Washington. And he recognized the need for more student engagement outside of the classroom. So forming bands and creating opportunities for us to come together and support each other and play for the public, and also to advertise that those shows. So we started the IMP 7 years ago for that very purpose. And it started in, I believe, Brennan Carter's living room. He's a trumpet player. Some of the first officers were Ivan Arteaga, Brennan, myself. We just started a festival. That's basically the only thing we did the first year. And it was a lot smaller than it is today. It was just one or two shows at Cafe on the Ave and at Cafe Solstice. And it was just student groups at that time. And since then, we've done a festival every year. And we've started bringing out notable artists from around the country, world-renowned artists. So we've had George Garzón, Ralph Alessi, playing with the faculty at the UW and the students, Bill Frisell, all sorts of people. So, yeah, this year's going
to
be great.
Pretty cool. I would love to get some background on these three musicians. Greg, can you tell us a little bit about your musical path, how you got to where you're at now?
My dad wanted me to play cello. Yeah. So I played guitar instead. he's a classical violinist. And I started playing guitar just like every other guitar player in rock bands and such. I went to Cornish College of the Arts, where I studied with Dave Peterson and Jay Thomas. Mm. And around that time, I started performing a lot more in different jazz and avant-garde classical ensembles. I play with Jim Knapp's Scrape Orchestra. Mm-hmm. It's a string orchestra with guitar, harp, and bass. And started forming my own groups, and recently started my studies in the graduate program at UW.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Carmen Rothwell on bass. Tell us a little bit about, you're a recent graduate of the UW. How did you get to where you're at now?
Yeah, so I graduated last spring out of the jazz studies program. I grew up in Seattle, and I went through some of the school jazz programs in the area. I went to Washington Middle School and Garfield High School. So a lot of my early jazz training was from those programs, mm-hmm. Which was really great. I felt very fortunate to be a part of those programs. And so when I was looking at colleges, I saw UW. I had been thinking about going elsewhere, and I wasn't really planning on pursuing a music degree, but I ended up coming to UW and really loving the jazz program there. And a big part of that for me was being a part of the IMP, mm-hmm. and being involved with the kinds of things that were going on with all of the students involved in that. So, yeah.
Ray Larson, we've heard a little bit about how you got into the IMP. Tell us about your early musical experiences.
Well, I grew up on Mercer Island in the Mercer Island Band Program, which is a huge program there. It's, I think, 300 plus people in the high school band. It's over 300 now. And so band was always a big part of the community, and I always really loved music, so I got involved playing the trumpet when I was in fifth grade. Took a mouthpiece, started playing, and the band director said, "You're a trumpet player," and so I kind of kept that up through the program there, and then decided to go to the UW, and I actually majored in biology. I never really thought that I would take music as far as I have now, but I just got deeper and deeper in the program there and in the scene here in Seattle and realized that it was something I wanted to really pursue on a professional level. So,
fantastic. We have the trio Tyrant Lizard here in the studios at KPLU. We'd love to hear another song, and this is an original by Ray.
It's called Stegosaurus, to go along with the dinosaur theme, by Ray Larson.
Thank you.
Tyrant Lizard, live in the studios here at KPLU, representing the Improvised Music Project. So we have Carmen Rothwell bass, Greg Belial-Chi on the guitar, Ray Larson trumpet. I'll throw this one out to whoever would like to answer this. Let's talk a little bit about improvisation. You're all still young, have freshly learned how to improvise. What's one of the things you really need to know about finding yourself in an improvisational situation? Are you thinking about scales? Are you thinking about, I need to follow that guy? Carmen.
I think, well, a lot of it depends on the situation. I think, like for the song that we just played, which is an original, there was an improvised section in the middle where we're following a very simple chord progression. So we all have that chord progression going in our minds. And I think, at least the way I like to think about it, is trying to make melodies, new melodies, over the existing structure that's already there, that's written. And I feel that way also about a lot of standards when we play standards. Mm-hmm. We might play the melody, and then we will improvise over the chord changes. And in those kinds of settings, I like to think about making new melodies over the chord changes as well.
Cool. Now, there's a common story in jazz about a player. It's in Herbie Hancock's recent autobiography. He talks about playing a wrong note and Miles Davis on stage taking that wrong note and going in that direction and making something great out of it. But I wonder if there's ever, when you're improvising, a time where you make a mistake and there's just no coming back. Greg?
I think the biggest mistake you can make is just playing without any sort of intention. It's not necessarily the notes. The notes take care of themselves, but if you're playing without any intention, that's sort of the biggest mistake that you can make. That's sort of a life lesson, too.
Now, I wonder about recording this band. Have you guys made any records, and is that the intention to make records with this group, Ray?
Yeah, I think we'd really like to. We haven't made anything yet, but we're a relatively new band, actually. So I think that's a goal of ours for the coming summer, actually, or maybe beyond, but yeah, we're looking into that right now. Mm-hmm.
And one more question. We'll get back to another song. We've got a wonderful audience of our Leadership Circle members here in the studios, and I'm sure you guys play to a wide variety of audiences, some older jazz heads and some young musicians. What is the process for you guys working in front of an audience? Is there a give and take with the audience that you're playing with, or is it more, here's what we're doing, I hope you guys enjoy?
Wow. I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't be playing music if it wasn't for the band audience kind of connection that inevitably happens. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we want to be honest with the kind of music that we love and the kind of music that we want to play. And that's sort of what I was saying about intent. You know, we want to be intentional about what we're doing. And we hope that people like it, you know. We're never trying to put up any sort of barrier.
Everybody digging it so far?
Thank you.
It's Tyrant Lizard live in the studios at KPLU with Carmen Rothwell bass, Greg Belial-Chi guitar, Ray Larson trumpet. It's Tyrant Lizard. We've got time for one more song. What would you like to finish with, Greg?
We're going to play All the Things You Are, a little arrangement of ours.